Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is an opportunity, and I said this last week, in the immediate aftermath of this event, that we would not here on a Newell Norman show be dissuaded from talking about issues, bringing forth information, bringing forth facts, bringing forth a number of different things, my opinion as well, as the way that I view a lot of what's actually happening here. I followed Charlie Kirk's career for a long time. I love the way that he was able to synthesize data across many silos, bring it together in a very cohesive way in order to make a very compelling argument. Didn't always agree with him. But I agree with him that the moment that we stop talking, the moment that we can have this freedom to talk about these issues that are impacting society today, bringing forth that conversation. I know I learn a lot when I listen to other people. There's a reluctance, though, for people on the other side to come on shows. I have a very difficult time getting folks to come on this show that are have a contrary opinion to me. And that's why I really enjoyed watching what would unfold during the course of these debates, whether it be in a formal debate structure when he would go to the UK and debate some of the brightest and smartest young adults in America, in the world, quite frankly, as well as in the UK and in America. Truly, truly enjoyed it. But in the aftermath of this, it is just, for me, means that we need to fight harder to make sure that this continues. That this does not have a chilling effect on us talking about this. I will not be dissuaded. I am not afraid of those that have a contrary opinion to mine. I solicit them. I want to hear them. I want to talk about them. And by the same token, I think it's important for our leaders, if they truly are credible leaders, right, to think long and hard before you go to the mic and start talking about the fact that this individual or anyone that talks about the issues that he talked about, Charlie Kirk, that is, as being racist or otherwise, and pointing out facts and events, timelines, and stuff, and not have someone bring forward evidence to suggest that his position may be wrong. It's very easy to resort to the words of racism, xenophobia, whatever it may be, misogynistic, without talking through the subject together. I do believe it's a point in time for our leaders, both business leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, to stand up and talk about this political violence and to talk about this important notion of free speech and the right that we have to talk about this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was really excited to see that yesterday evening Michael Heck opined on this. I think Michael is a credible leader. I think he's one that listens to folks. He's out there. And I'm going to take this opportunity to read what he wrote, because I think he's spot on. He says, I'm replacing the usual weekly highlight with a personal reflection. Thank you for indulging me. 24 years ago last week, I stood in front of the television with my father watching the World Trade Center come down. We stood in silent disbelief. And then my father turned to me and said, this changes everything. He was right. 9/11 permanently reshaped global security, politics, and our daily lives. The assassination of Charlie Kirk feels like a similar breakpoint. We don't know yet how it would change our world. Kirk's murder is foremost the tragic loss of a man, a husband, a father. But moreover, it is a blow to the foundation of our democracy. He was killed while practicing politics, as it should be, face-to-face, in open debate, with words, not violence. This stands regardless of whether you agreed with Kirk's positions. His death is part of a dark trend. In recent years, America has witnessed a chilling acceleration of political violence. Worse, it is becoming normalized. In a recent survey, 34% of college students said that use of violence to prevent someone from speaking on campus is acceptable. It is not. Each act, regardless of target or motive, chips away at the shared compact that allows elections and arguments to remain peaceful contests rather than existential wars. The important truth is that disagreement is not danger, and that debate is a civic duty. To accept the assassin's veto where fear dictates who speaks is to abandon ourselves. I agree with Utah Governor Spencer Cox, who said that the murder of Kirk is much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. It's said that violence is a virus. We know this to be true in New Orleans, where we have seen violence beget retributive violence. But even more importantly, we have seen peace beget peace, as 2025 looks to be the least deadly year in New Orleans in five decades. If we come together, then the assassination of Charlie Kirk can be remembered as the moment that we broke the cycle of political violence. Here at GNO Inc., we find that one of the special powers of economic development is that it is a nonpartisan issue. Everyone wants good jobs for good people, so we use economic development as a framework to bring diverse people together on issues from public policy, our national work on homeowners insurance, to public safety, the NOLA Coalition. And what can we do as individuals? Engage in an issue of personal importance. We can all make a difference. Log off social media. It's just digital road rage. Most of all, practice kindness. Say hello. Give someone eye contact and a smile. Reach out to an old friend. You never know when someone is having a tough day, and your simple act can mean the world to them. The killing of Charlie Kirk will change things. The nature of that change is yet unknown. But one thing is certain. Safety is indivisible. Either we all share it or we all lose it. Let's come together. I hope he doesn't mind. I didn't ask him, but I don't think that he would. I think more of our leaders need to step up and start saying things very similar to what Michael, in his typical articulate fashion, is able to communicate with that message. It's interesting, you know, all of the names and the interviews that I've watched over the weekend of the amount of hate that people have for others with a contrary opinion. And I don't know what the solution is going to be. We can talk about coming together. We need to talk about coming together. We need to continue to step up for what's for this right for us to engage in dialogue. We should not abandon that, not by any stretch of the imagination. And that very well may be the case. 32,000 students have inquired in the last 48 hours to start new Turning Point USA chapters. It's an interesting number because Turning Point currently has 900 official college chapters and around 1,200 high school chapters in the U.S. today. Now, obviously, that 32,000 number is greater than the number of schools available. So multiple people calling in, you know, about this, maybe the same school, same location. I get it. But it's an interesting number right now. Obviously has touched the emotions of many. And over the weekend, as you saw folks honoring Charlie Kirk's legacy and folks expressing their angst, their anxiety, their love, their anger in many cases about this, hopefully in the coming weeks we don't see a significant rise in violence, but we see a significant rise in discussion, in reaching out to one another and discussing the issues that are so very important. Charlie had an uncanny ability to cut through issues in a very direct way, in a very terse way, quite frankly, but in a very simplistic way. And he didn't get caught up in talking around issues and worrying about whether or not someone's feelings might be bruised, because he really, in my view, believed that the issues that he discussed were the most important contemporary issues that we face in society and in our communities and in government and governance today. And that we really should not be delaying in having that discussion and moving that discussion forward and infecting change in our society, because we, every day lost, we were not better served for it. And in so doing, it was interesting. People really thought that he was truly a racist because he talked about statistics, because he talked about the Civil Rights Act as it related to social programs that flowed out of that, that he didn't believe that worked to the best interests of marginalized communities or not. And he wanted people to start thinking about what is it that they're going to do to change their representative group moving forward so that they'd end up in a better place, not in a worst off position, in a better position. So that dream of being here in America, the freest society that ever existed in the world, would deliver all that it could deliver. And one could take the benefit and the opportunities of all the opportunities and benefits that flow from it as well. Not everybody's going to agree with the path that he would shine the light on. I didn't. And I don't know that there's anybody that I agree with 100%. That person does not exist. It doesn't exist in your familial unit. I would suggest to you that it probably doesn't exist in your marriage. It doesn't exist in your relationships. So why would we think and hold people to a standard that it would exist here? The reason is because if it happened to be the issue that you find to be the most important issue in your life, you are going to be combative with all of those that don't embrace your position. You've heard me say this a million times. You are not the center of the universe, not of any universe. And that's the problem here. When you listen to folks spew the anger that's out there, they really believe that they are. It's all about them. And it doesn't matter what anybody else feels. They want to be able to do what they want, when they want, why they want, how they want. They want to be able to trample on everybody else's rights if it means that there's a win for them. The zero-sum game, win at all cost, because if it's good for me, the justification is, well, it's got to be great for everybody else. Because I'm living out my dream. That's great, but you can't do it at the expense of everyone else. Right? And at some point in time, there's going to be a day of reckoning here where we have to recognize that that type of conduct relative to this political violence, or you want to take out somebody that's ahead of a movement, or anybody else that's sitting out there, whether it be a priest at the pulpit, a politician on a stage, a talk show host on TV, or any other media form, simply because you disagree with that individual, or even a fellow family member, there are stories one after the other about that too. Should we just sit and reflect, take a deep breath and wonder, what is this path that we're moving down? Should we call these people out? Should we gain a better understanding of what is motivating them to do what they are doing? I don't know. Right away, people are reacting already. Newell, would you say Charlie Kirk is a civil rights activist and died a martyr? No. His death is tragic. Leaves behind two kids and a wife. His death is brought about because of hate. Because of his opinions that he talks about. He was a man of his faith, true to his faith. I respect everybody's faith. And I think he did too, in his own way. He absolutely did. He talked about choices all the time. He encouraged folks to think before you acted, before you reacted, all the time. And as I said, he had a very cutting way to getting to the bottom line of any particular issue and not worrying about talking around and bruising feelings. And maybe at the appropriate time, I'll talk about that too. Feelings. What does that mean? How does that come into effect here? And does that make somebody a racist? Because you may have bruised some feelings with some statements that are not racial at all or racist at all. Part of the issue is when you listen to what some of these folks are saying, what you recognize right away, not a whole lot of critical thinking going on there at all. And at some point in time, this is going to be our shared responsibility of all of us, the recognition of that this is a shared responsibility. And the sooner that we get to that recognition point where we're willing to accept it, the better off we'll all be. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.